Chairman, introducing Stephen Mayne.
Morning, Chairman. Just an opening question. The QBE Chairman made some comments after the recent AGM that they don't believe the ASX should be the monopoly provider of the market and the regulator. Fairly fundamental conflict of interest. What's SACSA's view on that?
We don't have a defined view, but we actually have had discussions with the government to let our views be known. I'm aware that that's a matter of under consideration at the moment, so I prefer not to go public on that. But what we do think is that all of the concerns being raised by the public should be taken into account when matters examined.
Okay. Les Owen made a couple of comments at a future summit a couple of years ago that they'd noticed an increase in life insurance claims in Hong Kong because of the pollution, and that AXA had even contemplated shifting its Hong Kong office to Singapore. Just interested in an update, given that we do have big life insurance exposure in, you know, the world's most polluted region. How is that playing out on, you know, just the operations in Hong Kong and the management of a liability?
We don't have any plans to move our Hong Kong office, so that's the first I've heard of that. In terms of how our Hong Kong business is going, there have been times when claims have risen, particularly in relation to respiratory illness, but I think our results of the last year, where we've had steady growth in profits in Hong Kong, that it hasn't had any material effect.
Okay, I'm interested in a fairly frank assessment of any specific situations in terms of the global liquidity crisis. So that Alliance and AXA haven't really popped up as major shareholders in any companies that have been in Australia in the train wrecks, like we've seen Colonial, Commonwealth Bank drop $500 million in Centro overnight. They've copped it again in Tats Tabcorp. It was Lazard's in AB Learning. So from what I can tell, you seem to have navigated reasonably well in terms of not being overexposed to any particular blow-ups. Can we just have a frank assessment of that? Like, you know, look back at it, where have we made, you know, the bad calls, and where have we made the good calls in navigating the way we're this $86 billion that we look after?
Well, one could say we've been a great manager of assets, or our partner has Alliance Bernstein. But the markets have gone down, and we haven't been immune from falling share prices and some of the managed funds that we've managed. But you're right, we haven't had any significant write down. Who knows what's around the corner? We hope that our processes are such that expertise and analysis is such that we'll avoid those significant write downs. All about a risk portfolio, and I don't think that we have a high risk portfolio in our assets under management.
Okay. I was pleased to see that you've disclosed your proxy voting practices during the year, that Alliance Bernstein in the Australasian region voted against 12% of resolutions, which is good that you're taking it, and it's good that you're obviously taking a stand on some contentious. So well done for that. I'm just interested in the, when you talk about the environmental and social areas, you talk about your charitable trust having $36 million. Couldn't see any mention as to whether AXA Asia Pacific or the broader AXA group is supporting things such as the Equator Principles, the Carbon Disclosure Project, and the United Nations Principles for Responsible Investing. Can you give us a summary as to why you're not more prominent in that space? A lot of the other big funds are trumpeting their signing up to these types of particularly multilateral groups that are driving more responsible investing. You seem to be a bit slow. Why?
Look, I think that others have established specific funds for investing only in what they identify as sustainable companies that have sustainable environmental practices. I mean, obviously, when we invest in a company, and it's not for me to particularise what our managers look for. We obviously look at the health of the company from a number of aspects, and their sustainability is just one of those aspects that we do. But we haven't established a separate sustainability fund like the others that you've mentioned.